If there was any hope that the weekend's presidential election in Ukraine would calm things down there, it hasn't worked out that way. President-elect Petro Poroshenko has come out swinging, vowing to put down the rebellion by pro-Russia separatists in Ukraine's east. Almost on cue, Ukraine's military launched a major operation against the rebels. It included airstrikes and a ground assault to take back the airport in the eastern town of Donetsk. When it was over earlier today, more than 30 separatists were dead. I asked our BBC colleague David Stern in Kyiv if this was a success for the government there.
Well, I guess you could say it's a success. We don't know all the details, so we can't say exactly what their losses were, what it took to take the airport. But obviously, that's what they set out to do, and it appears that's what they've accomplished. Now, BBC people have not been in the airport itself, but they've been on the grounds near the airport, and it does appear that the government's in control. At least there are no signs of any pro-Russian separatists there, and things seem to be fairly quiet. But of course, the question is, what is going to happen next? Will the government press forward with this military operation, given that, as you say, they finally have a success of sorts? Will the insurgents counterattack? They were set on taking the airport. That's a very significant object. Maybe they will try it again, or they'll try some other location. It's a very fluid situation right now in the east.
And just what's the reaction in Kyiv? Because as the government's trying to go through this election exercise and impose some semblance of unity over the country, they now have to fight these separatists in the process. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, it's an ongoing situation. We've been watching this insurgency for quite some time now. And the elections, they're over. We have a winner. We have Petro Poroshenko. The hope is that he will bring unity to the country. He has said that he will press forward with the military operations. He said that for him it's going to be a matter of hours and not months, ultimately, that he'll be able to overcome the separatists. And it also should be said that, yes, there is obviously this division, but among certain parts of Ukrainian society, the separatist threat, or the Russian threat, as a lot of people see it, has actually brought people together. There is more unity. They feel that Ukraine is in danger. They feel that Ukraine is a victim of aggression from abroad. And this is actually working, in some cases, to the government's favor.
Are people generally happy with the election results, David?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if they're necessarily happy with the election results. I think there's a great deal of relief that they're over. Obviously, Mr. Poroshenko did very well. He won in the first round. Usually, we see two rounds of voting. The first round, one of the candidates fails to get 50%, and then they have to have a runoff. Mr. Poroshenko won 54%. But I should also say that there's not an enormous amount of enthusiasm for him. He's seen as very much part of the old system. There's a great deal of skepticism of him and of the government, the system as a whole. You have to remember that this revolution took place was a very much an anti-corruption, anti-business as usual, anti-everything else about Ukraine. And so the fact that Poroshenko has been in the government before can be seen as a minus. But I guess you could say that he's also, people are keeping a very close eye on him. And I think he's aware of that. I think that he feels that he has to match up to people's expectations, and perhaps that is a good thing.
Just curious to know what Kyiv feels like today, David, after these elections, after a kind of sense of finality to this vote.
Well, a bit of an anticlimax. It's a very quiet day, rainy. There wasn't much of there wasn't a whole lot of excitement about Mr. Poroshenko's campaign, or anybody's for that matter. I think people are relieved to get this over with, ready to move on to the next thing, want him to come into office, interested and anxious to see what exactly he will do, and then we'll move on. But at the moment, this has been going on for quite some time. You can imagine it's difficult to be at a level of tension and concern for a long time, and there's a definite look of exhaustion on people's faces on the street.
The BBC's David Cern, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.